Spotlight. Stacey Pinkerton.
I have on the line with me the founder of the Goclay Method, Esther Goclay. Welcome to the program, Esther.
Delighted to be here.
Let's start with what got you involved with being concerned about back posture, back pain. What happened in your life to start to make you want to focus on your journey?
Yeah, you know, I came at this the hard way, like many people do, with a very serious back problem, an L5 S1 disc herniation when I was pregnant with my first child. And I was miserable. And nothing worked, so I was forced to look for a solution or be a cripple for life.
And so what did you do? Because you had not settled for just the average treatment and methods that were out there. You started researching and going to different countries to find out. And apparently you found people who had never had back or neck pain. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, there are entire populations that have very low incidence of back pain, like 5%, 7% in the highlands of Thailand and in certain African countries. And what they're using their bodies differently, it turns out. They have a different architecture. Their behinds are out behind them. Their low backs, which in modern times we have come to think need to have lumbar curve and what have you, for them it's pretty elongated and straight. And their shoulders are behind, posteriorly placed, and so on. And they also move differently, like when they bend, they hinge at their hips. They are walking differently than modern urban dwellers walk. And so, and I have come to understand that that is very closely related to the fact that they don't have back problems to speak of.
So, Esther, you're saying that basically we've provoked a lot of these problems ourselves.
Forgotten how to use our bodies, and we've forgotten a lot of kinesthetic wisdom that traditionally would be passed down through the generations. You know, if you have grandparents informing the way children are carried, and you have them bending in the fields, modeling the way the next generation will bend, then you have a certain intact, old, wise way of using the body. And in modern times where we transplant ourselves and we're raising our babies way far away from where the older generation lives, we've lost some of that. And now we're improvising, we're making it up, and we're much more subject to the fashion industry's pressures. And so in somewhere in all of this, we've lost our way. And so not only do we have poor posture, but the things we recommend for in the name of good posture are also problematic.
So how should we sleep? How should we sit? How should we stand if we're obviously doing it wrong?
Yeah, well, you know, there's some basic principles. I wrote a whole book about this, 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back, which is broken up into chapters about stretch sitting, stack sitting, stretch lying on the back, stretch lying on the side, hip hinging, tall standing, how to use the inner corset, glide walking. So these are all techniques on how you do a particular activity, and each technique has step-by-step instructions, so it's not trivial. But it's also not rocket science. It's somewhere deep down in each of us there is this ancient wisdom. You know, we are genetically designed to move a certain way. And when we were very little children, we moved well. And our ancestors moved well. So we have a kind of memory of it. And so it can be learned more quickly than some people expect, but it's not trivial. So step by step, but there are some general principles, like you want to introduce length into your spine as a first step, and then you want to strengthen certain muscles to support this new length and certain ways of moving, like with every step. Every step you take wants to be a rep, in your glutes. So your buttock muscles are working to propel you forward instead of you are falling forward and you're sticking your leg out to block your fall and jarring all your joints. But when you lie down at night, you want to have extra length. That is probably the most important thing. And that makes you very tolerant of all kinds of mattresses, makes you sleep better, and kind of resets any muscle tension you might have gathered over the day so that you are fresh in the morning.
Well, it sounds like a start. So there's 8 steps to a pain-free back, and obviously it's a highly recommended book. The Mayo Clinic neurologist Helen Barkin said that it's the greatest contribution ever made to non-surgical back pain and treatment. So that's pretty good.
That is pretty good, and there are many other people saying similar things now, including a third-party website that crowdsources for ratings on different medical interventions, and it's called healthoutcome.org. And for lower back pain, we are the highest rated intervention, like way head and shoulders above everything else. You know, there are a lot of techniques that some people think are good, some people think are bad, kind of ho-hum results. And then there's postural modifications and the Gokhale method way ahead. People are saying quite over-the-top things. And then there's a lot of what is being historically used, but now we know doesn't work so well, like surgery, like cortisone shots for just generalized back pain. And those are not coming out looking so good at all in this crowdsourcing website.
Mm. Esther, you say that we should remember when it did not hurt. Why is that we need to, I think for a lot of us, that's probably only when we were small children.
Well, see, so it's a kind of play on personal memory, you know, so when we were young children, and also historical. It's a play on that's our history, you know. Remember a time when your ancestors worked without pain. And so it's sort of, and there's a third group that I look to as models for living a pain-free existence, and those are indigenous cultures, people who have this kinesthetic wisdom passed down through the ages, and those are harder and harder to find, but there are still populations like that. And so, yes, it's about remember in a kind of poetic sense.
Are the effects of the Gokhale method immediate, or how long does it take if someone, because I'm sure a lot of us are listening right now kind of adjusting our posture, moving our legs around, thinking, kind of like doing Kegel exercises.
So, you know, some of the effects are, and it turns out like some of the earliest techniques that we teach are immediately effective, like learning how to lengthen your back in a very particular way as you lie down, or lengthen your back up against a backrest. Now, for this, you need an implement that you can sort of hook your back to. So we've created a stretch sit cushion, but it could be a towel or something that you attach your back to, so part of your weight is hanging from the backrest instead of all of your weight settled on the bottom of the heap, on L4, L5, and L5, S1 discs. That can do damage. They're at the bottom. They're fragile. They get into trouble more than any other part of your back. And so these effects can be immediate. I mean, we often will have people who have had sciatic pain for years and report like, wait a minute, that I woke up the next morning and I didn't have sciatic pain for the first time in years. So we hear those kinds of things a lot, but we don't expect everybody to respond immediately. Sometimes it takes a whole series of techniques strung together to bring about a solution.
And people with special needs or have already problems, they can do these exercises as well.
See, it's all about changing your everyday activity. We're sitting anyway, and then the Gokhale method teaches you how to sit better. You're walking anyway, and you can learn how to glide walk, which is a better way of walking. It's a more traditional way of walking, and you don't jar your joints, and you don't wrench your back and such. So it takes no time. Everybody can learn it. You know, it is an education, so it takes some cognitive skills. Like, you know, the only people we have trouble with are people with dementia, for example. But if people can learn, then they can certainly learn the basics of how to sit, stand, bend, etc.
Okay, you're talking about learning. You have hands-on instruction. You have a book, you have a DVD, and you also have courses that you have online. Some of them are free. Some of them you need to subscribe to.
All the things that we do online are free and they're introductory, but really what people need is hands-on instruction. You're totally correct. So the book and the DVD are great ways to start, but I put most of my efforts into training very capable teachers who can then bring these techniques hands-on. They can be effective coaches for students. You know, there's a limited amount to what you can learn. It's like learning to play golf or tennis. You know, you're not going to get that good if you're just learning from a book or online. You really need a coach to tell you, no, do it a little more this way, or your left side is not doing this, or, you know, so anything kinesthetic, it's much better to have a real live coach, and that's what we've created now in our Gokhale method. We have over 50 teachers around the world. Many of them travel to bring these techniques to people where they don't have a local teacher, and so our goal is to make back pain rare. We think it should be a very rare phenomenon.
Well, that would be a dream for all of us, Esther.
Yes.
How can we, if someone is interested and wants to start learning to be a coach, because I have looked at your website, Spain is not in your maps yet, but it is a possibility that,
absolutely.
So they can just go to Gokhale Method and sign up and get information?
Yeah, so it's GOKHALEMethod.com. And if they forget that, they can just remember my name, Esther, and put posture, and they will come to the book and the website and articles about us online and such, so then they can find their way to the website, because that's where all the resources are. We have online free offerings. We have all our teachers listed there, and they are all over the world. So our teachers are exceptional. They do a lot of training. They're very dedicated, and they come, you know, just every month we have online training. Every year we have in-person training. These people are keeping their skills very honed and, you know, are eager to pass this on. And, like, they've been recruited because they thought it was exceptional, and they experienced it taking the course. It's a 6-lesson course that now they instruct, they teach.
Sounds excellent. We have a right to be pain-free, Esther, as you said. You have been...
Almost everybody.
Almost, okay.
Pain-free.
Okay.
Almost. I mean, you know, sometimes people have a genetic condition or they have had an accident, and then it's extremely sad, like if something has really gone very badly wrong. But I think it's rare. And these days, every other person has back problems. And that is needless. That is because we're misinformed, because we're using our bodies poorly, and it's very, very doable to learn how to change. Little shifts can make amazing differences.
Esther Gokhale, founder of Gokhale Method, thank you very much for joining me on the program. You've been featured around the world on many prominent media sites at outlets, and now on Talk Radio Europe. So thank you very much, Esther.
It's been a delight.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This is Talk Radio Europe.